I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Ball of 20, let's go. Get you into all them water parks. It'll be the wettest summer ever. Funnest summer guaranteed. What's more fun than floating in a lazy river or going down the water slide when the guy yells at you with a whistle? I said no. I said not face first.
No horseplay.
No,
they use the horseplay word.
Got thumbs ups at the bottom because you can go now. Pull that atomic wedgie out, that badgie. Happens when you do those water slides, Allie. There's no stopping it.
I know, but it's, you know, when I went to Wild Rivers with Vanessa, I saw the pure joy in people's faces as they ended the water slides, as they were getting covered with water, almost drowning in the best way possible. It's pure joy.
We get you in right now to Wild Rivers, not Soak City, Six Flags, Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. Don't pick your park because you get to go to all of them, and four tickets for each happening again right now. Call 20-800-520-1067. If you can't get through the show live because people are calling to win stuff, then maybe the goat line is for you. And someone wants to say that they understand Allie for the first time ever. And listen to this person.
Hey, guys. So I'm taking my late night walk, and I go up this, like, pretty high hill. And at the bottom of the hill, there's a bunch of houses. And I'm walking by, and, you know, people have their lights on. And obviously, you look inside the windows, like Allie says. And bam.
Look inside the windows, like Allie says. I mean,
I'm just saying, keep your head on a swivel.
You like your legacy?
See
that
if
people.
There's anything
interesting. Allie's a big peeper. She said before that whenever she walks around and she sees open windows, she will stop and peek. And this woman was going on an evening hike, called us because she sounds winded, by the way, very out of breath.
She does.
And, she's going on her walk.
And
listen, she's peeping.
Hey, by looking in.
Listen to what she saw.
And bam, there's a couple and they're doing it. So obviously I stopped and I watched for a minute because I'm a normal human being.
So she's walking on a hike and she sees a couple doing it. And she doesn't just keep walking. She stops and she takes in a show.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like Allie would. Like Allie's said before, she's a peeper of opportunity.
This is why I like walking around neighborhoods, especially nice neighborhoods that I don't live in.
Right, because you get to look inside and see rich people doing it.
And point is, I think that, number one, if you don't want people to watch, close your damn blinds.
Yes.
Number two, I think that next time there's a Lighty Friday, Omar needs to be on the hot seat because he was acting like Ali's such a pervert, and we need to ask him if he would stop and watch and or record, because maybe I consider that for a second.
Whoa.
I didn't do it. I wouldn't do it. But I thought about it. Have a good day. Bye.
I mean, that would definitely separate it to next level. If you saw a couple, you're out on a walk, you're peeping on a couple. It's human nature. If you're watching a couple's having sex, you're gonna look
you.
For a second. But
I admitted that.
Yeah, Omar said he would do that too. But then, but Ali actually like sets up shop there. I think most people.
Yeah,
they
she kinda, lingers.
Yeah, they kind of walk on.
Chair. She'll go home and get her chair. Yeah,
right. An even surface to put my tripod. I might sit there for a bit.
Right, and most people I think would just keep the walk. I would watch while I walked, but once I got out of.
Yeah, but
range.
You slow down the walk.
Yeah, you slow down a little bit.
Yeah, sure. You slow down a lot of it.
I mean, it depends what the couple looks like.
Pretend to pick up my dog's poop, and I don't even have a dog.
It's just been in there for a while. Hey, Maria, you're on K-Rock from
Hi.
Woodland Hills, California. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are the 20th caller at this exact moment, which means we have lots and lots of water in your future. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Summer, funner summer guarantee happening all summer long. It all starts with us in the morning, and we'll make it worth your while with tickets and access and trips around the country, et cetera, et cetera. Blink 182 now, and then more show on KROQ. We are Klein Alley Show. Good morning. Show, you know, we just entered the month of July, and according to some people, mainly Postmaster Johnny, we've officially entered the most fun time of the year, not just because it's summer, but he believes that Jason, as it's affectionately known as, which stands for July, August, September, October, November, is the greatest stretch of months you get all year long, because he said that's when everything happens, that's when all the good stuff happens. starts with 4th of July festivities and barbecues, etc., wraps up with Thanksgiving dinner and all of the fun about that. But he claims that everything just happening between the shows, the events, the concerts, it is the greatest stretch of months that we have. And he's super excited that we have now officially re-entered Jason.
It's the best.
And he claims that he's been working very hard on putting together something which none of us can find, Johnny. I don't know where you put it, but it's not in the system.
It's not in there. It's there.
I don't see
it. It's not here.
But Johnny claims that he wanted to share with you all the greatest moments that you can look forward to, at least one thing that's happening all of these months ahead.
This is Johnny's first Jason report.
It's a Jason report. It was supposedly going to have this great new theme song and everything, but it's just not here. Now, he said he worked on it, but I don't see it, Johnny. We're doing a live radio
log
show.
Log into my VoxPro really quick. Maybe it's in my profile.
Oh, log into your VoxPro. We're live on K-Rock. I'm not logging into anything.
We should have prepped this, man.
Prepped it. We had it prepped.
We should have prepped it. You should have said, hey, make sure it's ready.
We said
and it was ready. It's in there.
It's not in there, Johnny.
It's not in here.
Oh, you're blowing it.
We're blowing it.
Oh, my God. Lord, I'm going to slap you across your stupid face.
We're in the system. We're with all the stuff. I can play anything we
have.
I'm
in your folder, Johnny. There's nothing
right there
here.
At the bottom. It should say Jason Helicopter.
Jason Helicopter?
Jason.
Well, that's clearly why we're not finding it.
I see something called Jason Hella.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Jesus Christ.
I'm hella over this bit.
And now we're checking in with Johnny, who's currently flying high above the K-Rock studios now to report on all things happening with his first official Jason report.
All right, here we go. So we're kicking off Jason correctly with the 4th of July. It is the greatest American holiday where we celebrate barbecues, fireworks, and of course, my favorite, freedom.
America. Yeah, I don't know why of all of the helicopters that have crashed recently, this one can't be one of them.
No, we're flying strong. And we're kicking it off the next week with 7-Eleven Day, which is, of course, free Slurpee Day. So
you're
remember,
out of music bed.
That's it? That's what you put in there?
Well, my helicopter must have flown away. But remember, it is free Slurpee Day on 7-Eleven.
That's your only report?
Only for the first 2 weeks. I don't want to blow the whole load yet.
Hell yeah, Jason.
Trust me, you blew the load already.
Trust me, we should have prepped this.
Anything else, Johnny, from the 4 months ahead, 5 months ahead of greatness, and you've given us free Slurpees on 7-Eleven Day?
Free Slurpees and America's Barbecue on 4th of July. That's all we need for the first 2 weeks.
Your events that you're sharing are the 4th of July and Slurpee Day?
That sounds great to any kid and to anybody.
Did we shoot down the chopper? Thank God. This is my Vietnam listening to this
guys,
right now.
This is our fault.
We need to get
it together.
Yeah, we played ourselves. Not gonna lie, we played ourselves hard right now.
Johnny.
We played something.
Johnny.
We played something, but it wasn't the right one.
Johnny, you said I'm working on a thing.
It's done. It's obviously done. It's completed with the voiceover and everything. It's just not in the right folder.
Why is that our fault?
That's nobody's fault. I'm not saying it's somebody's fault. I'm just saying it's in the wrong
folder. You just
said
that we messed up. Here, Johnny.
And we played ourselves.
We played ourselves, man.
I thought
ourselves.
You said you have 5 or 6 things to get Jason.
I do, but I gave 2 because I didn't want to do the whole month right away. Come back for the next week and we'll do the second, third week.
I'm not coming back to this ever again.
Yeah, we're done. We also talked about this in advance.
We spoke about this off the air.
Yeah,
we had a meeting.
It's done. It's completed. It's in there.
Well, it's not in your folder and it's not in our folder, man.
It's in my folder.
Johnny, if
it's
you were going to give us a third thing to look forward to in Jason, I don't want to blow your load for next week.
Well, we're going to blow it right now, but The Fray is performing at the Bellwether and it's going to be an amazing show because they are the greatest department store music band ever and I love The Fray.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the third week.
So that's a sneak peek?
A little sneak peek, and that's also the only thing.
Oh, I gotta know what's the fourth.
All right, the fourth week is Spider-Man Brand New Day is coming out in theaters July 29th, and that is going to be the movie of the summer, Spider-Man Brand New Day. So you got all that to look forward to in the month of July.
You know what I'm not looking forward to is doing this ever again. We gotta take a break.
Oh, come on, let's see if we can get worse.
What's the next week? Do you have the next week planned?
August? No. We only go up to the 30th or 31st in July. So that's it
for
July.
Okay.
All right. Well, there you have it, guys. Once again, point proven. Going to come back in a moment, believe it or not. with El Cheapo on a Thrifty Thursday. She's going to be reporting from a helicopter.
I am.
And we're going to find out ways that you can cheap out while still going out to eat and more after this.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rock on Ellie Show. El Cheapo's here to save you tons of money. She makes it her mission to usually make her life way more complicated just to save a couple of bucks. But these days, what used to be frowned upon, people would make fun of her behind her backs, call her things to her face.
My backs?
Yeah.
Multiple backs?
I thought you knew that. I thought you knew that we said you had many
all
backs.
Oh, my backs. You talk to me behind all of them simultaneously.
Well,
it's impressive.
We can't all fit behind just one of your backs. It's all of them. So Allie gets shamed a lot. She's backs it up.
I'm backs and
backs.
I just ran into my other back.
So she's here today to help you save a little bit of money while you're going out to eat. You know, she loves that. Eating out is Allie's favorite thing to do.
It's time to talk to the kingpin of cheap. Here she is, El Cheapo.
Why don't you back it on up into an American Tire Depot for all of your car needs? You can go to AmericanTireDepot.com. But, of course, to have a funner summer, you do want to go out to eat every once in a while, and it has gotten insanely unaffordable. So I have four tips on how to save money at a restaurant. And if you abide by these rules, I believe you will save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars this summer.
Is this that thing where you put like a piece of glass in your food when you're done with it?
No, there's nothing that's mean to the restaurant,
okay,
I promise.
Good,
maybe
like
a little
that.
Annoying, but not mean.
Yeah, because I mean these places are just trying to stay afloat with their full 10% margins anyway. It's very hard to succeed.
These are
as
just
a
little things. So, for example, before you go out to eat, eat. Make sure you eat a little snack at home. If you're going to be drinking, have a little drink at home, all right? Just a little something, a little charcuterie board, a little appy, a little drink, just to get yourself going so that when you get to the restaurant, you're not starving and over-ordering.
I do like the, most of what you said is stupid right there, but the pre-drink drink, I like that part of it. I like the drink at home so that when you're going there, some people say,
you're not desperate for a drink.
Yeah, like, yeah, table's not ready yet. You want to go to the bar and have a drink. It's a little scam restaurant's pull to try to get you to spend a little bit more money, but that's okay. You can still have that drink, but now at least that's not your first drink. You've already had one.
Exactly.
By the time the second, third one goes down.
Or you just wait for having a drink with dinner or whatever. Maybe you cut it from three drinks to two or one drink, whatever. That's probably $15 right there that you're going to save.
Yeah.
And if you don't get any appetizers because you already had a little something at home, that's probably 20 to even $50 that you could
flask,
be saving.
A little flask of vodka in the jacket. You order just a little club soda. Oh, a little sparkling water for the table.
Split a bottle of wine that you got from Trader Joe's before you go there, okay?
Right.
Drive responsibly. Then the second tip is to explore and make your decision about the menu before you go. Especially if this is a new restaurant. You don't want to be like, I don't know. And especially if you're talking to somebody that you're just catching up with, you're not paying attention to the menu, and then you just make rash decisions. You're like, I don't know. I'm just going to get the tacos because it's the easy thing, not necessarily the cheapest thing. You want to consider all this before you leave so you know in your mind what you're ordering.
I don't like this at all. Everything you're saying, my wife does this thing. We'll be driving to a restaurant. She'll have the Yelp up for the restaurant and be reading reviews from what people thought about specific dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to go in there and be surprised. I don't do a lot of reading, so menus are pretty much the only book I get. And I like to be surprised when I open it up, and I like to look down and go, whoa, look at that.
To spend time studying. You don't want to spend that time in the restaurant. You want to spend that time talking and enjoying.
No, I don't. I don't want to talk. I want to read the menu. I look at the menu. I treat the menu like it's a great story.
Here's where your night begins.
Yeah, this is where it all begins right here, and this is where potentially it ends. That's why some people don't even put the desserts on the menu. They have to bring you a separate one for that, and I don't like that. I like to see it all up front.
No, and don't fill up on bread because you don't want to then not have room for your meal. But when your meal does come, say, thank you so much, and they say, can I get you anything else? And you say, yeah, give me a box right away. You take half that meal, you put it in a box. You save it for later. That's two meals in one. yes, all these places give you giant meals. You're not going to eat the entire burger. Just cut it in half, put the other half in a box, put it away. Don't think about it. You can clear off your plate, and then you can have a second meal tomorrow.
When I'm gambling, I'll do something similar. Like, once I get back to where I started at, I'll take what I was. Okay, I started with, set down $200. I'll put that in my pocket, pretend I don't even have those
exactly.
chips. Play with
Trick
the profits.
Yourself.
So you fool yourself, because if it's on the plate, you'll probably eat it.
Exactly.
Or, God forbid, you look away for a second, they come and clear your plate and take it. Well, you go, what happened there? There was still some food there.
Yeah, just put it away, half the meal, and just stick it under the table wherever so that you don't think about it.
When they come, when they first bring you your food, you say, and a box.
Box. I'm going to need a box right away. My final tip is to create a family no add-on policy. This is where they really upcharge you. If you're getting a salad or whatever, it's a $20.99 maybe at first. Then it's like an extra $8 if you add chicken, $9 for steak, $10 for salmon or shrimp.
Shrimp's a treat.
Yeah, don't do it. Have a no add-on policy. Even if you're gluten-free and you spend $3 or $4 extra on that gluten-free bun, just don't do the bun. It's not worth it. I think most of the add-ons are both overrated and way, way overpriced.
So you're saying if someone wants something, even if that's what they want, you say no. No
add-ons.
You cannot have that.
If you skipped add-ons completely when you were going out to restaurants, I bet you would save hundreds of dollars. And then finally, my pickup tip is if you are ordering pickup and there are any sides that you can make at home, like something easy like rice, that will save you a lot of money over time. A lot of times when we get Asian food, I have rice at home. I have plenty of rice at home.
I don't charge that much for rice, though.
Well, even $2. Usually, you're saving it.
Rice is kind of thrown
yeah,
in.
But you add all these sides just because you're in your peak laziness mode. If there's anything like bread and rice that you have at home that you don't have to add on, great.
There's El Cheapo sucking all the fun out of going out to eat for you. So
I have lots of fun.
Saved a couple of bucks. Would you like to add some steak to your salad? I think I would. No, you cannot.
No add-ons.
Just lettuce and a box for
Feed
half that
me.
Lettuce. Oh, my God.
This is how I fill out my bags.
Your family's going to have a lot of fun with you in Hawaii, I'm sure. So at K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Do some takeaways. Wrap things up next on K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Write that down on our many list of ideas.
Yeah.
By the way, Jake, we're looking at this prototype already. A shirt has been made. I have not had intercourse with Jake shirt. I have not been intimate with Jake. Excuse me. I'm reading the shirt wrong. I have not been intimate with Jake. These shirts are potentially being made as we speak. So get ready for the greatest limited edition drop we've had in our merch store in a while. You excited about this, Jake?
Oh, I'm stoked.
Okay. I want one. I'm a medium.
Okay. This is very exciting.
Actually, a large baby.
Thanks for nothing.
I love you.
You gotta have one of your bags.
That was so mean.
I was thinking about her belly.
Allie just...
I was thinking about her baby.
Allie just reserved a medium shirt, and Vanessa yelled, no, no, a large. That is the greatest. God, Vanessa, you are cold. Man.
So I was being nice.
That was not being nice.
I was thinking about your baby.
Thinking about your fat stomach, is what she's saying. All right.
You got a fat stomach.
Let's get into takeaways from today's show.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Let's get out of here. 213, my takeaways. Teddy Ruxpin is one of our greatest presidents.
Yeah, he sure was.
818.
Should have been a two-timer for sure.
Yeah,
Two terms.
818, Klein's neck gets the puppy patty Flying Dutchman.
Mm-hmm.
818, Bud Light Bros are not cousins. That's blasphemy. 310, Klein loves blimps and bison.
Yeah, sure do.
909, Allie was born 200 years too late. 310, K-Rock has the most powerful microphones now.
Oh, so powerful.
818, the throat goat needs her medicine. 714, shout out Hancock's. And 909, my takeaway is Allie is a shipper and Klein is a blimper.
That's right. If you don't know what we're talking about, and you probably don't at this point, you should check out the complete show wherever you get your podcast. You can listen along. People, I don't want to ever disparage or not give enough credit to the podcast listeners that don't ever have the opportunity to listen to our show because of their work hours or because they don't have a car. And so thank you. And I know that sometimes, you think of someone sits around and just downloads podcasts as some weirdo. But I want to point out that this podcaster who left a message is definitely no weirdo.
What up, guys? I'm catching up on the podcast right now, listening to you guys talk about the chores or whatever. It reminded me of that I'm not allowed to do my girlfriend's laundry anymore because I sniff her underwear before I actually wash it. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Anyways, 5:20 in the morning. Hope you guys have a great day.
It's a podcast listener right there. Not allowed to do his girlfriend's laundry anymore because he smells them. Nothing wrong with that guy.
I love that then he apologized to us about that.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Goat Line's there for you when we're not. Goat Line doesn't take a day off for the 4th of July.
Nope.
So you can go ahead and leave messages on the Goat Line, 844-956-GOAT. What's your takeaway from today's show, Postmaster Johnny?
You could still find boomers at the depot.
The depot. Just the depot.
Try that again, Johnny. Johnny, what's your takeaway, buddy?
You can still find boomers at the depot.
And now I hear you loud and clear.
Nice. Now it makes sense.
Vanessa, you have a takeaway from today's show?
Yeah. Johnny was found in the streets of L.A. by Klein.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Takeaway, Jake the Nerd.
Hey, I want a Henry.
Yeah, Henry the Eighth.
Gotta get yourself a Henry. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is shout out to the little girl on the coin.
Oh, little girl. Living life on a coin. And DJ Omar Khan, final takeaway from today's show.
No, a large baby.
For the baby.
Right, it's nice.
Have a decent day. We will try to do it again tomorrow. Or not. That's it for us. Goodbye.
Okay.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay. Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Oh.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay. Just okay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.